Here's more of the Morning X.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news, so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Bat City Scaregrounds. Boo!
Ah, it's kind of a dangerous couple of words.
Yeah. Don't worry. My enunciations are excellent. And now a whole stack of bad news. I didn't mean to make them all bad and upsetting.
But they're all very
good. Stop making good news.
It's the way Yeah, that's fine.
Happy Halloween.
The world
is scary.
Let's make a winner at the end. What's the worst one? There's Nazis in Austin now. It seems like it's going to be hard to
Trump front runner. That's a big...
I say now, but they've probably been here a while. They
coming out of the shadows.
Showed themselves yesterday, hanging a anti-Semitic message over a bridge on MOPEC. Thanks for choosing MOPEC. All right.
Yeah.
I-35. I'm an I-35 guy. I know that's always been a controversial take.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, evil MOPEC. I'm an I-35 guy.
Evil MOPEC.
Yeah.
I-35 doesn't need to announce that it's evil either.
MOPEC.
We all know.
No, MOPEC. Anti-Semitic, all right? We woke over here. I-35, we got it going on.
It's literally the racial divide of Austin.
It kind of is.
What are you talking about?
People separated for...
That's why I went to the east side, okay?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's
trying to break the barriers.
Everybody's
down.
Slapping my hand about gentrification. I'm breaking the racial barrier of Austin, whatever you said. I don't believe in that.
Let's go on to terrible story number two.
Okay, Alec Baldwin was practicing drawing his gun when it accidentally went off. There's a whole cold gun, hot gun situation here. Apparently a hot gun is one that's loaded.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know.
The assistant director, when he handed him the gun, said, cold gun. And I'm like, when would you ever announce hot gun? It seems like hot gun should not be...
One of the options?
Yeah. Like, just make them all cold, please. Gunter is dead. Gunther
is totally different. That's a penguin from Adventure Time, and I would be sad if he died.
James Michael Tyler, the Friends actor who played coffee shop manager Gunther, passed away. He was 59 years old.
Get your prostate checked.
Here, let's go to the... Oh, man.
It's coming, buddy.
Now it really hurts.
Hitting home.
But it's now...
Like
it's
emotionally?
It's 50, right?
No.
It was, I read somewhere, I might have...
It was 50.
I might have written...
40 is the new 50 for your
anus. No, they moved it back the other way.
No.
I'm pretty sure it was 40, and then they're like, no, humans are evolved, and we eat enough broccoli now that you don't have to get checked until you're 50.
I don't know who told you that, but that's not correct.
I read an article on the internet. I might have written it and posted it, but...
Because of the broccoli? That's what does it.
I don't know what it is. Broccoli and or...
What do you want your broccolinis now?
Less carbs.
Less carbs, more farts.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I'm pretty sure something's 50 now. Something used to be 40 and it's 50. Like many people.
All right.
But, am I right? Vindicated?
No. Get your prostate checked.
Get your prostate checked. But what I'm going to put on top of the heap of sadness news... An alcohol shortage is coming, guys.
No! No!
Just in time for the holidays. It's not me. just in time for the holidays, because of the pandemic-related backlog, shipping issues, all of the supply chain.
Man, that is insane.
Yeah, there is going to be a potential alcohol shortage this fall and winter. In fact, they're already experiencing it in Southern California. I don't understand the math on this. They say it's because the Port of Los Angeles and Port of Long Beach, two of the busiest container ports in the United States, are experiencing significant backlogs.
Mm-hmm.
The stores in Southern California, they ain't got no liquor. Now, wouldn't the stores in Southern California be the first ones to get? Like, if there's a scarcity of supplies, I would be worried if I lived in Bozeman, Montana, you know?
Yeah, that's like how bad it is.
If I'm in Fargo... Because they got to drop it off at the port, and then somebody's got to drive it all the way up there.
I mean,
like,
if you're
in
the east part of the country, you're probably getting your alcohol from other ports that are perhaps not as backlogged, but or just the trickle down effect is real. You know what they should do though is just send you to that port, because I'm assuming like it's all in the shipping containers. They just haven't processed them yet. Like, sniff it out. Like, you can go tell, like, that's the one that has the vodka in it, sir. That's
you're
the
like
one
a
that,
drug dog.
That
buffer.
One has all the delicious Bud Light. I got this. I can do this.
They say liquor stores in Los Angeles have no idea which products they'll be getting from day to day. In fact, at one liquor store this weekend, the manager reported there were 50 people lined up when they opened just to be the first to get their hands on whatever alcohol they got in that day.
Man.
They say that they're not totally sold out, but certain types are just flying off the shelves. As soon as they stock more, it's gone in a day. I presume that is your vodka, whiskeys. I bet you there's a liquor store that's just all gin now because
nobody
likes gin.
What kind of liquor so do you terrible. Think would be left on a shelf during a shortage?
It's like gin, ouzo, and a tiny bottle.
I
of
assume,
Jaeger.
Yeah. It's like Emily. Is it still like this for the kids? Back in my day, it's like being at the house party at 3:15 in the morning. There's like when there's nothing left and you're just drinking shots of triple sec.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, this will probably do
or
it,
like
right?
Or like margarita mix that has just a tiny bit of alcohol.
This will make
in
it
there.
Work. You guys still doing it that way?
Margarita mix?
I mean, just drinking the scraps.
Oh, yeah. That's, I mean, I'm not. I'm very responsible.
Right.
But I don't do any of those things at all. But
Emily at 3:15 is handing out waters to everybody. She's
okay,
like,
yeah,
take
yeah,
your
yeah.
water.
This
your
is
electric.
True. This is true.
Is it really true?
No, that is. I'm the mom. I'm the mom at parties.
When she's
I'm
not,
fun
when
mom.
She's not throwing up pantsless in an anime expo hotel.
Excuse me, I never did that.
We had a tremendous consultant-led brainstorming thing on Friday. I don't want to tell you all the stuff, but yeah, at one point they just go around the room. They're like, "Okay, now everybody say things about Emily." And one of the first ones was very responsible. I was like, "No, this Emily, okay, this one."
Hey, and I'm a great driver. That's what they were talking about.
All right.
I'm a great driver.
I
know my limits.
I don't know.
I know. I'll get you there and back.
That just shows you what the shenanigans the other youths are getting into.
Exactly.
If Emily's the responsible one.
I'm a great Uber driver.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
For what is the first in maybe a series of recurring appearances. My mom is on the phone. Mom, good morning. You're on the radio. Don't say the F word.
Okay.
Aw. Hi, nice to meet you.
Jason. Okay.
Yeah, I haven't got to really meet Emily face-to-face. So.
I know.
She's just so responsible. It's no fun.
What? It's so much fun. I think me and your mom could party. We could party
My
together.
Mom gets down.
Oh,
my mom gets down.
What you're asking for?
She don't mess around, man. So a room full of smart people, Mom, said it would be a fun recurring segment to have you come on the radio and solve the listeners' problems, give listeners advice. Specifically, even though I am a nearly 40-year-old man, anytime something goes awry in my life, my mom is the first call, all right? Mm-hmm. Now, I would consider her less of an advice giver and more of just like a fixer.
Yeah, she's your Ray Donovan.
She's the wolf, okay? It's like, oh, we got a dead hooker's body. Mom, you got a guy for this, right? She does. She usually has a guy for that. But we put it out on the socials, on the internet, ask people to send in their problems, their life problems, and my mom is going to fix them for us. Just a quick curveball for you. Nick says I'm supposed to get my prostate checked when I'm 40. That's a lie, right? That's I got till 50.
Oh, well, we'll split it in the middle, 45.
Oh, they're gonna split it in the middle for you.
For sure. 45 is great. I'll be well dead by then. Okay.
But by then, because I hate to tell you that once you turn 40 in a day, then you just thought life was hard before. Your eyes go bad, and then you have to do it all in the dark. So there you go.
Okay.
Look at her optimism.
A snippet of the life
good advice.
Fixing advice that my mom is going to offer here. Okay, an email from Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Hi, Jason's mom. My girlfriend and I are making plans to move in together next year. Don't do it, man. It's still time. It's likely I'll be moving into her house as she owns a very nice condo, and I live in a .. not that. All right.
Okay.
We've been together a little over 2 years, are very much in love, and are likely, knock on wood, to get married someday. Don't do it. Here is the issue. She has a cat. I assume it's
How is that an issue?
I assume it's a nice cat, though I'm not sure, because I am very, very, very allergic to cats and try to stay away from all of them. Please let me reiterate the very, very, very part. I don't get a little sneezy or runny-nosed. It's more like I have to stab myself in the neck with an EpiPen-level allergy.
Ugh.
I don't think that's where you don't put it in there.
I think you put it in your thigh.
Okay.
Either way.
Look, read the directions on that.
Neck is bad enough.
She does not want to get rid of the cat. Obviously, my first choice. We've talked about quarantining the cat to a certain part of the house, but that seems impractical and, frankly, cruel. Some have told me I will adjust to it once I'm there. This is not an experiment I'm excited about. I have, till now, spent very little time there. The one time I tried to spend the night, it went very poorly. I don't think I can move into a cat house. What do I do? From Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Thanks for the email, Brandon.
Thank you,
Brandon.
Thanks for the simple question to start out with.
what do they do, Mom? A happy couple in love, but she's got a cat and he's allergic.
Oh, well, all right. The first thing I'm thinking is that, they actually do. It's the dander on a cat that causes all the allergy problems.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a dander remover. Now, I don't know
clippers.
How fun that's going to be to rub a cat down with this remover and how effective it is, but you might try that, and changing your air filters all the time was probably something else that would be on my list too to try.
They do have the anti allergen AC filters. That's the thing you can do.
Yeah.
The dander. Are you the dander remover? Are we talking about shaving the cat?
Well,
if you shave the cat, would that fix the situation? Can you go hairless cat?
I think it would, but a lot of people might tell you that that's kind of cruel to the cats, and they eat their hair for some reason.
Even have you seen the bald cats? They're already scary.
That's cruel to the
Just imagine like a cat that's not supposed to be bald being bald. Mm-hmm. That's
all wrinkly skin.
Well, scary. I think that if you started out, it depends on how old the cat is. If you started out early, you could teach a cat to take a bath. You could bathe a cat. But at the very worst thing, maybe he comes around a little at a time and see if he can get used to it. But you might have to do a quarantine. You might have to build a cat this fabulous atrium, in a part of the house, like the cat hotel.
Build a cat atrium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. So breaking up is not an option.
Dick believes in love.
I do believe in love, but you might have to love the cat from a distance and the cat go stay at grandma's house.
That's the answer. Emily, you're a cat owner.
I am.
First of all, can you build a cat atrium? Could you stick a cat just in one room of the house and be like, this is your room, cat. You never leave this room.
You could. Whenever I was growing up, I had a super elderly cat named Callie who liked to throw up hairballs all the time and was just this frail little fur ball, and she only spent time in we have an indoor porch area, and that became Callie's room. Like, we could not use the porch because she was upset about it,
and
she never...
You could put birds and, all sorts of fun things that cats would like.
Or be like...
You want to stock this cat atrium with birds for it to murder?
I know how my mom's brain works, and so now I just hear her getting excited about designing and building out a cat atrium.
Oh, yes.
Brandon, get at my mom if you guys want a cat atrium designer.
Also, Brandon.
I'll be thinking about it. How's that?
Brandon, get at me if you want this cat to disappear.
Well, okay.
That's the answer. Emily immediately was like, they should break up. She should break up with her cat.
No.
Okay? The answer is get rid of the cat and get a dog.
No.
People
absolutely
like
not.
Dogs. Nobody likes cats.
No, cats are amazing creatures. And honestly, if you are allergic to cats, natural selection's coming for you. That's it. Natural selection. Like, it's a cat. Have you met a cat? Are you serious? That thing could kill you? Seriously?
I like the idea that he gets a dog and just puts like some cat ears from like a sexy cat costume on it. It's just like, mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
I do not like that idea. That poor cat. I think the separation would probably be a good idea for them.
The dissolving of the relationship?
Okay, well,
You meant separate them in the house.
Yes, but the dissolving of the relationship might kind of come with that.
Well, I mean, it depends on how much do you love the guy. I mean, mm-hmm. is it you? If it's either you or the cat, I guess those are decisions that...
Brandon, I'm making that that is officially my position. You tell her it's me or the cat, all right?
Don't involve her. Don't give her the choice.
She's going to choose the cat. She's not going to choose you.
That's why like the cat just ran away. I'm looking for it all the time.
You could lose a cat real quick. You just leave the door. Went out to get the mail. Yeah.
Have you met my cat? My cat is 20 pounds and she just sleeps all day. She does not want to go outside.
What an asset to the family.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. We can't get rid of this thing that's just a 20-pound, just a lump. Just a 20-pound lump that sleeps all day.
She's a lovable lump. A lovable lump, okay? Okay. I would choose her over any man. Hear that, men out there? Sorry.
We have more, but that's all we have time for today. So maybe tune in again next Monday for more Ask Jason's Mom. And if you have a life situation or anything you want advice on, morningx@krox.com.
She can fix it.
I don't know. She's a good fixer. I don't know if she's an advice person, but we'll get to it. Excellent work, Mom. Thank you very much. Say goodbye, Mom. Say goodness.
Bye.
A lot of cat content on the show today. Emily says that she had to take little Lucy. She had to take fat Lucy. She had to take perfectly healthy sized Lucy.
She is losing weight.
To the... get her a juice cleanse. She had to take her cat Lucy to the emergency vet this weekend, and I don't know what happened. Lucy's okay, right?
She's alive.
I don't know what
happened.
She's
in the Old West, but she's alive.
All she did is she texted us. I did, in fact, drop big $$$$. Let's just play a little. How much is big $$$$$ to Emily? Tweet at us at 101X Morning X.
Saturday night.
Had to take the
emergency
cat
vet.
To the emergency vet and dropped big $$$$$ at 101X Morning X. How much did Emily spend on her cat? We find out what's going on next. Emily, it's one of the unfortunate realities of being a pet-owning adult.
Yep.
Is occasionally they're going to be all messed up. You got to take them to the little animal doctor, and then they charge you a whole bunch of money, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It seems as if it would... I know human beings, it costs more when you take them to the human being hospital, but it doesn't scale correctly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the amount I spend on dog food compared to human food, like, I think it should be that same proportion. But it's not. It's not.
And that's even bogey food. Like, that's already
bogey
inflated.
Food is big boy food.
Yeah.
That's giant monster food.
Your cat, Lucy.
Yep.
What's wrong with her?
Well, okay. I told Nick.
Tell me your pussy problems.
So on Friday, I told Nick after the show, I was like, my cat was acting kind of funny before I left. Should I go home and check on her? And he was like, probably. Like, okay, sure. I went home on Friday to check on her, and I texted him, which I don't appreciate your text at all.
Well, I like how, I mean, look, I'm not volunteering to jump in front of any of these bullets. But the fact that you and Nick are having heart-to-heart, should I go check on my cat things?
It wasn't really. He's very heartless.
He seems like a questionable co-worker to choose as your...
I don't remember what I said, so this is very dangerous. But my thought was like, oh, your cat's probably already dead at home. So
no.
That was what I was thinking. So whatever I said was already...
Oh, my gosh.
You know, ultimate
That's not
catastrophe.
Funny!
Well, I went home and I checked on her and I hung out with her for a few hours and she seemed fine. So I texted him up. Update, like you cared. I texted him.
My
update.
Pussy is fine.
Lucy is fine, thank God.
Because it's a cat.
And he responds, unless she managed to pet cemetery herself.
Wow.
Suggesting that she's dead.
And all right. She came back.
I did not
just
respond.
Watch out. You might have a demonic pussy
it's
now.
It's this. It's the spooky season. I feel like that was
I didn't
totally
like that.
Acceptable.
I thumbed down the thing. So then on Friday, I went to San Antonio because I went to Six Flags Fright Fest. Boo. It was crazy.
What?
Came home Saturday during the afternoon and came home and she was still kind of acting funny. She was just
like
doing this little...
Her head was just spinning around 360 degrees.
No, it was not The Exorcist. She wasn't like coming out of the TV trying to get me or anything. No, she was doing like a psychotic, like running around kind of twitching thing. And I was like, oh, that's weird. What did she get into when I was away?
Got hold of the wrong stuff.
And then in the last like hour, I saw her try to use her litter box and then proceed to jump on top of my laundry pile. And she started digging in my laundry. And I was like, oh, that's so cute. Like, look at you. You're going to hide my laundry. And then she squats down. I was like, wait. Knock you. Get off.
She peed in the laundry?
She tried to pee in the laundry. And so I picked her up. She goes, and I was like, why would you do that? You've never done that. Then I saw her go to the litter box again. And then she climbed back into the laundry. And I was in the other room, and I just hear of her digging. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Ran in. I was like, what is up with you? And she just seemed really uncomfortable.
Give me the force cups I got to pee.
I peed in a girl's laundry hamper in West Campus in like 2002. Is it possible she had 24 Bud Lights on Saturday? That's what happened with me.
When the parents are away, the children like to throw parties. There is a neighbor cat that she could have partied with. But
the girl was so mad about it. I'm like, it's in the laundry. It was
what
already,
are you talking
you were
about?
Wash it anyway. You had
I
to
would
go
be mad
do,
too.
You had to go wash it.
No.
Okay,
no.
Sorry. Anyway, so then
I said like, oh, this is kind of weird. And keep in mind, while this is all happening, I'm starting to get ready. I'm going to a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to dress up as Chucky. So I'm halfway dressed up as Chucky, running around, trying to figure out what's wrong with my cat. I'm about to draw stitches on my face, and I'm wearing overalls and like a rainbow shirt.
Nice.
And I'm like, this seems bad. Should I do something? So I do what any Jason would do, and I call my mom.
Oh,
and
good.
I ask my mom for advice, and she said, yeah, just take her in. So I drive to the vet hospital, which is literally a minute away from me, which is fantastic.
Okay.
And I call and they're like, oh, it's a 2-hour wait. And I'm like, oh, okay. And they're like, yeah, but you have to wait inside your car. And here my cat is just screaming from the passenger seat. And I'm like, I have to wait in this car for 2 hours with her. And I was like, yo, I live like 0.5 miles away from this. Can I just leave her at home and then come? And they were like, no. And I was like, this is ridiculous. So I sat in the car with a screaming baby for 2 hours. And
you're a good dog cat mom.
I am a great cat
dressed
mom.
Dressed as Chucky.
Dressed yes, I was, by the way, halfway dressed as Chucky. I didn't have any makeup on. Thank you. So I bring her in to the vet, and the vet looks at her, and she's like, I'm going to bring her back to the back. And she goes, she has a UTI. And I was like, cats can get UTIs.
A urinary tract infection?
Mm-hmm. But even worse, they couldn't squeeze anything out of her little tiny cat bladder, because she was all messed up and swollen on the inside. Uh-huh. So they had to keep her overnight. And I'll be honest, I might have been a little dramatic about this whole thing. I went home. I just cried.
Oh.
I just cried for 3 hours.
You went from Chucky to Karen. You let him have a piece of your mind.
No, just imagine Chucky just crying in an empty apartment.
You were crying because you were upset that little Lucy was hurting,
she was in a kennel.
You just saw the meter running at the vet.
I could just imagine little 20-pound Lucy she had a little IV. You know, they were hooking her up to the machines, and in my head, I could see there's like a little tiny mini heart monitor that was going beep.
Probably
the idea that she's in one of those hospital gowns and it's like the back is open.
Yeah, the back is her tail sticking out. And I was just like, she's so alone. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know where she is.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like, man, what's, and then I started thinking the morbid thoughts of like, what happens if she dies? But it was a UTI. She was not going to die. But I was like, what happens if she dies? What am I going to do? I don't think I could live. I think I've got to. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Many people's cats have died and they've pressed on.
I know, but probably. She's
okay,
10.
So you pick her up in the morning.
Yeah.
And what was
bright
the,
and early.
The official.
I didn't go to the party, if that wasn't obvious enough.
I didn't go to the party. Okay.
I stayed at home and cried as Chucky.
And so, emergency vet visit, UTI, overnight stay.
Yep.
Whatever. What do they give you? A bunch of antibiotics? How does that work?
I'm
thinking of cat chlamydia. Sorry. I don't know
it would be
how you treat
the
a UTI.
You pour
some cranberry juice into the milk. The hell?
You don't give cats milk.
Cranberry milk?
Ew.
Don't cats like milk?
I mean, you're not supposed to give it.
I don't know.
That's the stereotypical.
There's a ton of medications that were included in this bill that I now have to give her on like a regular basis. And since my schedule is so messed up from this job, I had to give her medicine at 5 in the morning, and trying to shove medicine down your cat's throat at 5 a.m. That's a great alarm.
Irritable morning pussy. You don't want to mess with that one because it's a cat. See, I'm allowed to say it because it's a cat. Emily texted us. I did, in fact, drop big $$$$ on the emergency cat visit. Nick, you're newest to the panel. I'm going to let you bid first.
I really want to go like $50, but I'm not going to insult Emily like that. So I will say $115.
Okay.
Price is right style. I would choose $116 because that is way low. The answer is $584. Here, let me just check.
Get some more guesses.
A mandatory ATX tweeted at the Morning X, $1,200. El Flamingo SA says $$$$ usually means over $1,000, but in 23-year-old terms, I think it means over $700, but less than $1,000. Hashtag get well, kitty. At Flappernapple, $$$$$ for fixing a fat cat, $669.
Hey, not fat. She's working on it.
Right.
Okay. She's working on it. She's
how much
thick.
To fix
my cat's urinary tract infection. Gross.
Your pussy's P-word problem.
Correct.
because it's a cat. I can say that, but I can't say that. You guys understand the rules of the FCC? Okay. What's the answer?
$1,000.
Oh, wow.
$33.
$1,033.
That is a big sum.
I'm going to go look how many cats you could get for $1,000.
That is expensive.
Terrible question, Amnesty. Do you have a... I'm going to literally call it a drop-dead figure.
Excuse me?
Well, just there's a...
What is the amount that you say I'm getting
the first time that Silent J had my previous dog, R.I.P. Silent J, the first time he had a significant medical thing happen, I was in Las Vegas. Seemed to be a recurring theme. He would pass away while I was in Las Vegas. I appreciate you getting sick while I'm gone.
That's really sad.
Or were you just sick all the time anywhere. And it was the pet sitter that noticed that you were...
It's not funny.
No, I remember my mom handling the situation, the fixer, and she was told me, she's like, it's going to be $1,200. And I was like, okay. And she's like, so we have a decision to make. And I was like, What do you mean we have a decision to make? No. Were you saying I should kill the dog? For I should keep the 1200 and kill the dog?
I like to think that your mom was...
Mom, that was like the last hour at the table, okay? That was...
I like to think that she was putting the shotguns, like, shells in the chamber. And we got a decision to make, Jason.
Yeah. And then I just said, no, it's fine.
Yeah.
That's how my family grew up. I'm not even kidding you. My Uncle Fred, he's got a farm. And he's like, whenever it's time, he's like, all right, I'm taking Willie Nelson the back.
Oh, no.
A dog.
So what's Lucy? Lucy's number.
She has.
She's got okay, no. She no definitely
has
a number.
No, a number. She hasn't. She yeah. definitely has a number.
There's a number. Just Emily's 20-year-old brain can't like fathom
really
this
can't.
Number of money.
I can't.
The Morning X with Jason, Dick, and Friends.